Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ish yesh ba'avodah zarah chutz la'mutah. If there's a city in which the taxes charged to the sellers during the fair are used for idol worship, one may not do business in the city, but with the idolaters outside the city is permitted because they're not charged this tax. Haya chutz la'avodah zarah toicha mutah. If the fair is made outside the city, inside the city is permitted. Ma'ol elech l'sham. Question is it permitted to go to the city on the day of a fair if one's intention is merely to speak to someone there? Bizman she'adech miyuchedes lo yisa mokoyim osu, v'myocholei lichba l'mokam acher, muta. The answer is when the approach road is specifically for that city, it's prohibited because it appears as if he's going to celebrate the festival there. If it's a road that also leads to other places, then the road is permitted. Ishu yesh ba'avodah zarah v'hayu ba chanuyos mu'tarois v'sheinu mu'tarois. The question is, what is the rule regarding a city that contains an idol, and some of the shops are adorned, indicating that the taxes there are taken from the shops for the purpose of idol worship, and some of the shops are not adorned? The answer is that there was such a case in Beis She'an, and the Chachamim ruled that the adorned shops are prohibited, and those not adorned are permitted. And the Gemara says, ha'toicha asa, b'pnei yesh b'tzelem echad ye'toicha asa. The question is, the Gemara asks, when the Mishnah said that inside a city it's prohibited to do business, it's always prohibited, even when it's not the time of the festival. Now, just because there's an idol in the city, is it prohibited to enter? Rish Lakish amar b'yirid shanu. Rish Lakish answers, the Mishnah is referring to the time of the fair. Umar ben toicha l'chutzala. The question is, why is inside prohibited and outside permitted? Toicha shenene min ha'meches asa, chutzala muta. The answer is, inside it, the idol worship benefits from the taxes. Outside it, they do not. And if the outside benefits from the taxes, it's prohibited then even outside. Tani holchin liyirid v'loikhin misham avodim u'shfochoy sebehema. The Baisa teaches one may go to the fair and buy slaves, slave women, and animals. Rish Lakish amar leisof davar avodim yisrael, el afila avodim nochrim, shemekavim tachas kanfei hashchina. Rish Lakish adds, not only if he's buying a Jewish slave from an idolater, but even if he's buying a Gentile slave, it's permitted, because he brings them close to their creator. V'atani lakach misham ksus tisoref behema te'ake mois yolichan liyam ha'melach. The question is, we have a baisa that says that if he bought there a garment, he has to burn it. If he bought an animal, he must injure it below the knee that it cannot work for him. And if he had money, he has to throw it into the Dead Sea. The garments and merchandise are understandable that he doesn't cause the idolater to make money. Similarly, money he's penalized for doing business there. But as for animals, doesn't a brisa teach that it's permitted to go there and buy slaves, slave women, and animals? And also, Reish Lakish said that not only may one buy Jewish slaves, but even Gentile slaves, since he brings them closer to their creator. Tepata, Yisrael, the answer is a prohibition. In the first brisa, it's for a Jew to buy a Jewish slave in order to sell him on profit. And the Gemara asks, Vatani Hamoicha Abdoli Biyurid, Dama Vasur. And the brisa says, if a person sells a slave at a fair, the money is prohibited. We can answer that as well. This also refers to when he sold it to a Jew, but to sell it to an idolater, even without a fair, would be prohibited. If a Jew is on the way to the fair of idolatry in order to sell their wares, other Jews may buy them from him, as by buying from him, it's as if they are merely stopping those items from causing sin if he would sell them to idolaters. But if he's returning from the fair, they may not buy from him because the money in his possession is from idolatry. If the sellers are Gentiles, whether they're going to or coming back, then it's permitted. Rabbi Abba's son of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if the seller is a Gentile innkeeper, then it's permitted. The question of Zera asks, if it's prohibited to buy from the fair, why is it permitted to buy from an innkeeper? Dilma b'pragmatia amar Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when the priests take taxes from sales made in the market of the fair, but not from sales in an inn. Also, the Abba b'reid b'chia bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan im hayapundak muta b'pragmatia amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Chia bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that when Rabbi Yochanan were permitted buying from an innkeeper, it was because the priests do not take taxes from them, and this supports the answer we just gave. V'yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hichlif behema b'avodah zara asur. V'yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if an idolater exchanged his animal for his friend's idol, that animal is prohibited to a Jew. Rav Chisda boy, ilu hishtachav ela lo yasum b'pnei shehichlif behema b'avodah zara asur. Rav Chisda asked, if he would have bowed down to it, he would not have prohibited it. So why did he prohibit it when he exchanges it? The Gemara answers, perhaps the Yochanan was only referring to them exchanging it on the day of their festival. An exchange prohibits it in the day of the festival. And it supports the answer we just gave. Rabbo said it's prohibited to go to the fair in a group to buy there, as it shows honor to the idol when many people go there, as the Baisa teaches the Tanikain, La Yishal Bishlaim of Mokam Shir Mishashev, Marsalafidakoi, Shah Bishlaimai, Bekoived Rosh. And as the Baisa says, one should not greet an idolater on the day of his festival if in a place that will give importance to the idol. However, if he happened to meet the idolater, he may greet him in a serious tone. Rabchir Barvava, Shalach Mizbunle, Sandal Min Yurida, Dutsur. Rabchir Barvava sent someone on his behalf to buy a shoe from the fair in Sur made to honor the idol. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Ba'at Melekhe Yerid. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha asked Rabchir, do you buy from that fair? Amalei Ve'atalo Lekachta Kluskin Mimeich. Rabchir said back to Rabbi Yaakov, haven't you ever bought a loaf of bread from there? Amalei Shnihi Demar Vyochanan Le'osu Dava Shuchai Nef. Rabbi Yaakov said, that's no proof, because Rabbi Yochan said that they didn't prohibit buying bread there since it's a basic sustenance. Rav Shim ben Yochanan, Sholach, Sholach Rav Shim ben Yotzedek, Leith ad Bodikle Ahayin Yerida de Surmau. The question Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked Rav Shim ben Yotzedek, do you know whether the fair in Sur is for idolatry and prohibited, or income for the government, and it will be permitted? Amalei, in Yav Tartin, Litra de Pilpilin, Lith Sard Nada. Rav Shim ben Yotzedek said, if you give a messenger 2 liters of peppers as payment to travel there, I'll clarify it. Alba Ashkach Ksiv Tamon Anna Diklati Inus Malka Shechanis Ahen Yerida Desur Legadia Da Al Kalis Achi Tamanya Yomin. The messenger went there and found at the entrance to the fair it was written, I, King Diklati Anis, ordered the establishment of a fair in Sur in order to serve for 8 days the constellation in which my brother Al Kalis was born. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman Shal Rav Chanina Yerid Azamau. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman asked Rav Chanina, what is the status of the fair in Gaza? Amalei, halachta l'sur mi'emecha v'ra'isi Yisrael v'nochri shen shutufim b'kadeiru v'en choshesh shema niya hanochri b'kadeiru. Rechanina said, did you ever go to Sur and see a Jew and an idolater that share a pot, and the Jew is not concerned that the idolater might do something to prohibit it for him because of food cooked by an idolater? V'kasha hu, shal hu kasha leida u'magiv leida, ela begin de leif v'bichanina ama mila de lo shama mi'yomai begin kain du shai leida u'magiv leida. He asked him one thing about the fair of Gaza, and Chanina answered with a totally different subject about food cooked by an idolater. Well, since Rabbi Chanina would never teach over something that he had not heard from his teachers, this is why he answered in this way. Asa b'yesi b'abun, Abba b'abarachana, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, le'osra le'kagoin, yirida shel budna. Rabbi Yesi b'abun, Abba b'abarachana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, they only prohibited a fair that is for idolatry like the fair of budna. V'tani kain, and we have a brace that supports that. Shlosha Yuridin Hain, Yurid Aza, Yurid Akoi, Yurida Shel Budna, and Machavish Bakulam, Yurid Budna. There are 3 fairs in Gaza, in Akko, and in Budna, and the fair of Budna is the one that is most clearly for idolatry. Mao Lilich Lasham, the Mishnah earlier asked, is it permitted to go to the city on the day of a fair if one's intention is merely to speak to someone there? And the Mishnah answered that when they approach roads specifically for that city, it's prohibited, and if the road is also leading to other places, then it's permitted. However, a guest of the city is prohibited to take that road, an inhabitant of the city is permitted to return to his home via that road, because it doesn't appear that he's going for idolatry, and a caravan of travellers is permitted, as it's the way of caravans to travel to any place.